Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Between the execution of the Sabbath breaker, Numbers 15, verses 32 to 36, and the rebellion of Korah, chapter 16, we get a breather. Isn't it great when you have the chance, in the midst of a busy day, to look up into the blue sky and take some breaths of fresh air, and then to think beyond the blue, where all is calm because they see the Master's face? He's not worried, so why should we be? That's what the Lord provided for the Israelites, described in chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. God arranged it so when they were looking down, they would be reminded to look up. He said, "Make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and put a blue thread in the tassels of the corners. And you shall have the tassel, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them." Chapter 15, verses 38 and 39. You know how some people tie a string around their finger to remember something? Well, along their hem was a visible reminder that the one who ruled from the heavens was their God, and they were his people. It was this hem of the Savior's garment that the believing woman with the blood hemorrhage touched, knowing this was heaven's lovely man. Today we have no blue thread in our garment's edge, but nonetheless a heavenly hope has been woven into the fabric of our lives. We recall the angel's words, "Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Acts 1:11. As we look upon him by faith, we also, quote, "remember all the commandments of the Lord." It is not law that binds us, but, as John writes, this is love, that we walk according to his commandments, 2 John 6. A good reminder to be true blue for Christ.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.